Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's all Paula, her dearest friends and family, celebrity chat, special guests, and questions from you.
Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices, and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
To ask Paula a question, just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like to chat. Now, let's go see what's cooking with Paula today.
Hey, y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. You know, I've been out of pocket now about 8 or 9 weeks. I've been doing Dancing with the Stars, and I just want to tell y'all right off the bat how much I appreciate everybody's support that y'all gave me. I know it's because of y'all that I was there as long as I was. And after I saw Monday night's show, y'all, I have to tell you, I was so glad I was voted off. Did you see those kids doing the dance competition? I thought, where in the world would I have been in that competition had I not been voted off? Oh, I was so proud that I was sitting at home on my sofa. Oh, my gracious. And I'm sure y'all are aware that I was having some little knee issues. I was battling that bum knee, but thank goodness, you know, I made it through. Just really, really glad to be back home and be back with my audience again. I just love and appreciate y'all so much. Like I said, the support really made me feel so good. I've got a special guest here with me today. My sound engineer's mother is here with me today. Her name is Sandy Hadaway. I'm so thrilled that she's here with me. How old are you, Sandy?
Oh, my Lord. You would ask me that, Paula. I'm older than you.
Are you older than me?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Sandy is going to be here with me today, y'all, because we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. And Phil said his mother is one heck of a cook. This month, we're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. Now, each week, we're going to show you how to make a traditional and sometimes not so traditional Thanksgiving feast for 2 to 200. And we're also going to be starting a monthly giveaway of a platinum membership to the Paula Deen Club. You're going to have to listen, though, each week for the secret word. And on Friday the 25th, we'll announce a phone number in the podcast for you to call in to win. We're giving away 3 platinum memberships this month. Now, you will have to solve the puzzle by putting all of the secret words together. But I promise I'm not going to make it too hard. Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does. It sounds great.
Now, you're not going to believe, Sandy, what all you get. It's going to take me a few minutes, and I'm going to have to just read it off. You're going to have access to online cooking classes, question and answer sessions. You can do this right from your own living room. You're going to receive an autographed copy of my newest cookbook, Paula Deen Cuts the Fat, and you're going to have unlimited access to my new and vintage shows, as well as some exciting content from some of my friends, like Cooking 80-20 with Robin Shea. Great girl. Y'all will enjoy Robin. And the next thing, Sandy, you're going to get a free 1-year subscription to my magazine, Cooking with Paula Deen. In the package, you can also get VIP reservations. And that means you don't have to stand in the line at Paula Deen's Family Kitchen in Pigeon Forge or the Lady and Sons right here in Savannah, Georgia. Because sometimes Pigeon Forge, oh my goodness, the wait can be like 3 hours. Are you a game player?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I just love playing Paula Deen's Recipe Quest. It's so much fun. So we're going to give you $10 in free coin play for Paula Deen's Recipe Quest. And last but not least, you're going to get 20% off of anything you buy at a Paula Deen store.
Man,
so that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
I know. Okay, Sandy, now before we get started talking about food and cooking, I want to remind everybody of my book tour. You know, because I was on Dancing with the Stars, I had to put off my book tour about like 8 or 9 weeks now. So I'm getting cranked up to start my book tour. And the first one is going to be Friday, November the 6th at Paula Deen's Family Kitchen in Pigeon Forge. And I've got another one that Saturday, November the 7th, at Pigeon Forge at Paula Deen's Family Kitchen. And on Monday, November the 9th, I'm going to be here at our local Barnes & Noble store. So I'm real excited about that one. And then my next one will be November the 11th. It's on a Wednesday. And I'm going to be in Alpharetta, Georgia, at the Barnes & Noble at Mansell Shopping Center. So I've got one more date that's been given to me, and that's November the 10th. The day before the one at Barnes & Noble is going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Barnes & Noble there at 10280 Midtown Parkway. And all these times are from 7 to 9 in the Barnes & Noble. And, of course, there's no time limit on the one in Pigeon Forge because I'm going to be there hanging around checking on the kitchen and working with everybody. So I'll probably be there a long time each of those days. So remember, you can always go to pauladeen.com and find out if you should forget when those book signings are. And I look forward to seeing everybody then. So, Sandy, I've got some great news. Last week, we had the biggest listenership in history of our podcast. That just thrilled me to pieces.
That's so
that
exciting.
People are finding us. So here's what I'd like to ask y'all to do. If you would just go to iTunes and write just a small review, you know, it sure will help us look good. How about doing that, Sandy? Will you go do that?
I can do that. I'll be happy
to
do that.
Oh, good. So we'll start with Sandy. So just go to iTunes, y'all. Write a one-sentence review, and that will really help me out. Just want to thank y'all in advance for that. All right. Now let's talk about Thanksgiving,
okay.
Sandy.
All right.
I can't believe, you know, I spent so much time in L.A., 8 or 9 weeks, 8 weeks maybe. I don't even know. It's gotten away from me. Time's just kind of been lost with me. But I feel like I miss my summer almost. And I come back and now it's the holidays. It's Halloween. It's Thanksgiving. It's time to get ready for Christmas. So tell me, what are you going to do at your house for Thanksgiving?
Well, I will not be in Savannah. I'll be going to Atlanta.
And that's usually why I get your son, Phil, at my house on Thanksgiving.
And thank you for that, Paula.
You are welcome. You know, Bobby Deen, my youngest son, just loves Phil. And they like to strum on those guitars together. So Bobby looks forward to Phil coming to our house every Thanksgiving, too. So
well,
I like having him there.
I appreciate you doing that. I feel good that he's got
you're
his,
welcome
with you.
Well, what are you going to be cooking in Atlanta?
Well, we'll do the usual turkey and dressing,
mm-hmm.
a broccoli casserole,
mm-hmm.
and my grandchildren love butter beans, so we'll have butter beans and, of course, the sweet potato
casserole.
We have to have that.
Oh.
So the usual, like everybody else.
Uh-huh. You know, if you're like me, Sandy, your family expects certain dishes.
They do.
And you wind up doing this almost the same identical thing every holiday season because you know that's what your family loves
right.
and expects. Phil was talking to us earlier before we came in here into the recording room, and he was telling me about a Pennsylvania Dutch turkey filling.
Yes.
I've never heard it called filling. Have you?
I had not ever heard that.
You know, either stuffing or dressing. Down south, we call it dressing.
Right.
I think up north, it's more known as a stuffing. When I hear the word stuffing, I think of using bread.
Right.
And when I hear dressing, I think of my grandma's cornbread dressing that she taught me how to make. I just want to tell y'all about this Pennsylvania Dutch turkey filling because I read the recipe and I'll be dog if it doesn't sound really good. So if y'all got a pen handy, I'm gonna share this recipe with y'all. It's 2 bags, 12-ounce bags, of stuffing bread cubes that are soft and unseasoned, 2 sticks of butter, 4 cups of potatoes peeled and diced, 1.5 cups of celery chopped, 1 cup of onions chopped, 1 cup of milk, and 1 tablespoon of dried parsley flakes, and 3 eggs. And this original recipe makes 16 servings. You chop your celery and onions quite small and potatoes into 1/2-inch cubes. Melt your butter in a large saucepan and saute all your vegetables until soft but not brown, about 1/2 hour on medium heat. Now you want to set that aside and let it cool down to touch. And you pour your cooked vegetables and butter mixture into a very large bowl. Add both the bags of bread cubes and toss with your hands until it's evenly mixed. Add your parsley flakes and your salt and pepper. In a small bowl, you want to whisk together your 3 eggs and your cup of milk. And slowly add this to your bread cubes and toss it with your hands until all the bread's moistened. Spray a baking pan with a nonstick spray and form your stuffing into balls like the size of a tennis ball and place in the pan. Bake at 325 degrees covered for 45 minutes and then uncover and bake for another 10 minutes. This makes 16 balls. You could just bake it in the pan plain if you prefer, just like we do our stuffing down here. Now, what do you think about that,
Sandy? I bet that's good because my favorite thing about dressing is the outside. I love to get
crunchy.
A corner piece. You know?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I think I'm going to have to try this. Now, there's a note here that said Pennsylvania Dutch cooking is plain. Lots of wholesome ingredients from the farm, but limited use of herbs and spices except for salt, parsley, and maybe a bit of pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Note, this recipe does not use sage or poultry seasoning. You could add it if you like, but Grandma never did. So if you want it a bit spicy, you could add the poultry seasoning and a little sage.
I can't imagine a dressing without sage.
Well, you have to be so careful with that sage because it's so strong. So strong. I'm especially careful with it because my Aunt Peggy, who's usually with us on Thanksgiving, does not like sage. I try to be very, very stingy with that. All right, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in a second. I think we can all agree that music is one of life's greatest pleasures. It has a tremendous power. It has the power to bring a tear to the eye or to quiet a racing mind. And music also has the power to heal and has been used through centuries to treat depression, create energy, induce sleep, relieve stress, and chronic pain stress. Now Michael Tyrrell has created Whole Tones, the Healing Frequency Music Projects. These frequencies, y'all, were uncovered in the music of King David and believed to have astounding healing effects. And now you can benefit from healing music therapy simply by listening daily to this music in the very own comfort of your home or office. Right now, give yourself the gift of healing and transformation. Don't miss this opportunity to get an absolutely free sample of this music that you can begin using right away. Just visit wholetones99.com and get a free sample. Visit wholetones99.com today for your free sample. That's wholetones99.com. Again, wholetones99.com. Audible.com is the internet's leading provider of spoken word entertainment, information, and educational programming. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Audible has more than 180,000 audio programs from the leading audio book publishers, broadcasters, entertainers, magazines, and newspaper publishers, and business information providers. All you got to do is download and listen on an iOS device, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows Phone, and other MP3 players. And the great thing is, unlike a streaming service, with Audible, you own your own books. And on top of that, Audible even has a 30-second rewind and a button-free mode that I just love. Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to audible.com/Paula and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy, y'all. Go to audiblepodcast.com/Paula. That's audiblepodcast.com/Paula. And get started today. So welcome back, y'all. As I told you when we broke for a commercial, that Sandy Hadaway is here with me. She is the mother of Phil Hadaway, my sound engineer man, who... I don't want him to hear it, but he does a great job, Sandy. But I won't say that loud.
I do hear that from people.
Well, today on What's Cooking with Paula Deen, y'all, it's all about dressing or stuffing, you know, whatever, and found out a new word for it today, filling, with the Pennsylvania Dutch filling. I've never heard that, y'all. I want to know, Sandy, how you make your dressing.
Well,
walk me through it.
Yeah, okay. Well, first I start with making the cornbread, and that's just a basic cornbread that everybody loves, and you can get it on any cornmeal package, I think.
All right. The one thing you don't want to do is put sugar in this cornbread. You want to make sure you use a good old egg bread recipe.
Right, right. That's what I do. Yeah.
Yes. People will go buy that Jiffy Mix cornbread
to
make their stuffing, and of course that's like cake.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
I just buy cornmeal.
Yes, just plain old cornmeal and add some flour to it.
Right. And some baking soda. And a little tiny bit of salt. A lot of salt.
Yes.
The reason I don't add much salt is that I add saltines to mine.
I do too.
Oh, okay. I do too.
I do too. My granny taught me to do that.
Yes. Makes it lighter. Makes the dressing a little bit lighter. After you get your corn mix put together, your eggs, your cornmeal, your flour, a little bit of baking soda, after you get that stirred in, add a little milk to that. Some people like to put...
Buttermilk,
thank you. The brain just doesn't work. Buttermilk in theirs. And I have made it with buttermilk, although sometimes when I haven't thought to buy buttermilk, I make it with regular milk.
Sometimes I'm like you. I don't always have buttermilk on hand. But you can turn your regular milk into buttermilk by adding a teaspoon or so of vinegar to your regular milk.
That's true.
And that makes
that.
Yeah, that makes a great buttermilk substitute, because I use buttermilk. I make sure I buy buttermilk at Thanksgiving just for my cornbread.
Right.
So go ahead.
Okay. So then you bring out your iron skillet, which mine is now probably 60 years old.
Can't beat 'em.
Yeah, and you put a little oil in the bottom of it, vegetable oil, and get it nice and hot before you put the mix in.
Right. When I'm mixing up my cornbread, I've got my pan heating up in the oven.
Right. Yeah. Right. And a pretty high oven, like 350 to 375 oven. Sometimes 400, depends on your oven. Then I just throw that in real hot and cook it for whatever the time is, 45, 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Take it out and you got nice crunchy cornbread on the outside.
Yeah, and I find myself grabbing the bowl of butter.
That's the best thing, isn't it?
I can't resist.
You have to take that little out and put your butter on it.
I got to taste it to make sure my dressing is going to be just right. Now, you've got your cornbread made. Mm-hmm. What do you put in it? Do you put celery?
Onion, celery, eggs. I put like 5 or 6 eggs in mine when I'm making it. I don't know if you do, Paula. I have forgotten to tell you this. I cook a hen a couple of days ahead of time, and just to get the stock. That's the best thing about the dressing. I think it's much better than buying the stock out of a
shelf. I cannot abide that canned or boxed.
And I cook that a long time so that the flavor of the bones get in.
You have to. Them old hens can be tough. Kind of like us.
Right. But sturdy.
But sturdy, yes. And flavorful.
Right.
So flavorful.
So then I use that, and I put that, usually I put it in the refrigerator, and let it sit till it gets cold, and then skim some of the fat off the top.
Now, see, that's where you and I differ.
You put the fat in.
Every drop of it. Because that's what makes it so good and rich.
Oh, well, I don't
and if
skim
I got
all
a
of
lot,
it off,
then
Paula,
I'll put back
take
on my
some
butter.
Of it off.
But do you saute your celery and onions in butter?
No, I don't, but that's a good idea.
You use them, you put them in raw.
I just put them in raw, But that's a good idea. I might try that.
Yeah, I always saute mine.
Yeah, probably brings out
butter.
The flavor.
Yeah. But I don't cook them long because I want it to have a little bit of
crunch. Just glossy. You just gloss them. That's a good idea, Paula. I'll have to try that this year.
Well, that's the way my granny taught me.
I get all my ingredients together. I stir in the chicken broth with the cornbread and all the vegetables, not the eggs. I don't put the eggs in until the day I'm making it. And then the very last thing I do is put in the saltines, break up the saltines and put them in. I put in a little sage and salt and pepper, but not much salt because I put in the saltines.
Right.
A fair amount of pepper.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, I like the pepper in the dressing.
Yeah. And then I do the same thing when I'm cooking it. I put it in the big frying pan, get it real hot, and pour it in so it'll have a nice
crust
on it. Ooh. Yeah.
Well, you and I make it very, very similar, Sandy. We really do. The secret to good dressing, and you've got it, is the hen. The old hens make the best stock in the whole entire world. And I would highly recommend that. Because it takes a good bit of liquid for your dressing. You know, I make mine almost kind of soupy-like because it'll tighten up because I want I want it moist when it's done. I don't want that you can cut in a square. I like mine with a little moisture to it. And while we're talking about dressing and stuffing, y'all, I want to warn you that one of the easiest foods to sour on you is dressing. If you put it in the refrigerator hot and it doesn't, if you've got it in a big container and it doesn't have a chance to cool down, it will sour on you. I've had to throw more dressing out. Yes. And I'll tell you a funny story. I was working in the restaurant in the kitchen and I was making dressing. It was around Thanksgiving and I had probably had a 5-gallon bucket that I was making it in. For some reason, I had gotten me some fingernails put on. Now, I don't know what I was doing, but I was making that dressing, and I was just mixing it up with my hands, and I looked down, and one of my fingernails was gone. I had to throw the 5-gallon bucket of dressing out. Couldn't you just see somebody biting into a false fingernail? And the thing is, they weren't painted red. They were painted natural color.
So you couldn't see it. Right.
No, I never found it. So that's my dressing catastrophe. I wanted to kick myself.
I bet.
I went and had those nails taken off and I said, never again. There was a reason I didn't like those nails. I had an aunt that used to put boiled eggs in her dressing. She absolutely made the worst dressing I've ever put in my mouth. And we went there 25 years in a row for Thanksgiving over in Statesboro. And I would make the dressing every year.
I bet.
She would put rice in hers and boiled eggs. It was just so nasty. And she was a great cook. She could make a macaroni and cheese like no other. And cream corn. Oh, my goodness. She was the best. But dressing, honey, she was out to lunch the day they taught her to make dressing. So let's talk about stuffing. I remember when everybody stuffed their turkey. Everybody stuffed their turkey. But, you know, they've kind of gotten away from that because it goes back to what I was talking about, that cornbread souring mm-hmm. on you if you had it in a big container and it didn't get cooled quick enough or cooled all the way down to the proper temperature, it will sour on you in a New York minute. So it's that basic same effect mm-hmm. in that turkey. Mm-hmm. It can't get hot enough in that cavity. Right. I think they had enough reported cases of maybe food poisoning
right.
from people stuffing their turkeys, so they really advise you not to do that. But I'll tell you when I do stuff a bird, and that's when I'm doing chicken and dressing because the chicken is smaller and it'll get done. So Grandmama would bake the chicken on top of the pan of dressing and let her chicken and the dressing cook all at the same time. And, oh, my goodness.
That's pretty interesting.
You talking about good, honey? Because all that stock goes straight into your dressing.
Right.
Oh, out of this world. In fact, I prefer chicken and dressing over turkey and dressing.
Well, sometimes turkey can be not as tasty as a hen.
That's right. You know, in order to get the thighs done, the thighs and the legs, your breasts can kind of be dry.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about stuffing. Like I said, I always think of that done more with using French bread or things like that. Or they got the little cubed, like for the Pennsylvania Dutch filling.
Right.
You know, it recommends using the bags of the dried
cut up bread.
Yes.
Diced up bread.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people put fruit in theirs, like apples and raisins
I have had that.
Nuts.
I've never done it.
I've done it a couple of times over the years on my TV show, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would never pull that stuff on my family. They would be so mad with me.
Now, my daughter-in-law, I think, made it one year with sausage in it and apples. Sausage and apples in hers. And it was good. Now, I like ours better, but it was good.
I bet it was good. I have had it before with sausage, and like I said, with the rice and the boiled eggs. I don't recommend that.
That doesn't sound tasteful to me.
I don't recommend it at all. And of course, with a turkey and dressing, you got to have a good cranberry sauce.
Oh, yes.
And I love making fresh cranberry sauce. It's so easy. You just buy your bag of fresh cranberries, wash them, put them in half a cup of water and sugar, and you've got wonderful fresh cranberry sauce in just a few minutes. A lady years ago shared with me a way that she serves her cranberry sauce, and I did it on my show, and I thought, oh my Lord, this is good enough for dessert. She took the jellied cranberry sauce in the can and she sliced it. And she mixed up cream cheese, nuts, and I think some powdered sugar. She would do it like a two-layer cake. You know, she'd put a glob of that on and then put another slice of cranberry on top of that. Oh, you're talking about good. So I made my homemade cranberry sauce, and I put it in a little straight compote, and I layered it every other layer with the cream cheese mixture. Oh, so you have to dig deep, you know, dig straight down to get on. Ooh, it's so good.
Well, I bet it was beautiful, too.
It was beautiful. It is beautiful. Because a lot of people are funny, you know, no, I don't like cranberry sauce. And I say, well, just taste this. You'll like it. I promise you'll like it.
Yeah, cranberry sauce is one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. I know. I was sampling some dressing yesterday at my house. In fact, I'm working with a company to really come out with a good frozen dressing this time of year. So I just had dressing and cranberry sauce yesterday, and it was good. I think we may have a winner. So I can't wait to move along a little bit with that.
That's a good idea, Paula, because there are many people who don't have a large family.
That's right.
And or maybe there's just one or two people at home, and they don't want to buy all that
$30,
$40 worth of stuff to make a little dressing.
Right. I'm real excited about that, Sandy. I hope I can get that on the market.
Oh, a Sunday afternoon when you don't want to do a lot of cooking?
That's right.
Pull that out and cook it? That's
right.
A great idea.
Bake a chicken and have that dressing. Mm-mm.
Well, I'll be buying that one.
Well, I got to get it just perfect for everybody, but I was really pleased. They stuck very close to my recipe.
Good.
And it was as close as I've ever had to it. Well, Sandy, I've enjoyed you being with me so much today. You know, I just love it when I have an opportunity to sit and talk with other hens. And I just love hearing what everybody else does out there. In fact, if you own to something that's different and you think I've never had before, heard of, send me the recipe. Write in and let me know about it because I'm so interested in what y'all are doing out there. So please let me know. And don't forget, on Black Friday, we're giving away 3 platinum memberships. And, you know, I read off to you a while ago, Sandy, all the prizes. It's a boatload of prizes that 3 people are going to win. So I can't hardly wait. But you do have to listen to the podcast every week because there's a puzzle that you have to put together. And I'm going to tell y'all right now what the secret word is for this podcast. It's cornbread. Cornbread, y'all. That's the secret word in the podcast today. What's Cooking with Paula Deen? Cornbread, y'all. I'll see you next week. Best dishes and love. I'll be here every week through the holidays sharing great tips with y'all. Love and best dishes to all of you out there. Have a great day. Y'all, Home Chef is a meal delivery service. They send you and your family a box of fresh ingredients each week with perfectly portioned premium ingredients, spices and sauces, and easy step-by-step recipes. You know, with all the prep work done, you get to cook delicious gourmet meals in under 30 minutes. Meals like a Dijon bone-in pork chop, Italian chicken in a lemon butter sauce, and shrimp maki sushi rolls are just a few of the boxes Home Chef sends out weekly. Customers love it because it takes so much hassle out of meal prep. I'd love for y'all to try this out. And all you have to do is go to homechef.com/Paula Deen. That's homechef.com/Paula Deen. Use the promo code Paula Deen at checkout. You'll get a $30 discount off your first box and help support my new podcast.
Join us each week for What's Cooking with Paula Deen. It's your chance to ask her anything. Just visit pauladeen.com and include your phone number if you'd like the chance to talk with her live.